This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMA Nuts 7. Barbell Apparel, perfect fitting athletic wear for life during and after the gym. Get 10% off with code TACO 10.
Oars and Alps, natural skincare with powerful results. Use code MMA Nuts for 10% off any order. Watch Shop, the leading retailer of brand name designer watches. Get 20% off with code MMA 20.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 447.
447!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, the MMA Show. Bye, my fans, for my fans. Walk live between serious and ridiculous. Almost pulled a muscle on that one. I was leaning a little too old. Far forward and jacked the house.
We're getting old.
Smelling salts!
Yeah.
They're awesome. I like to do two of them.
Before my workout. Four fingers. I should do that before my workouts.
They have that powerlifting one. You should get that.
Sounds dangerous.
Like a canister.
I feel like I'm going to get an aneurysm fucking with that.
You'll be all right, kid.
Yeah?
That'll work out.
Okay.
Ask your woman. She probably knows about that shit.
Smelling salts?
It's probably prevalent in that world.
I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'm not doing smelling salts.
Powerlifters.
Did you not see the movie with Will Smith? He was in there, the guy in the backseat of the truck, huffing the fucking ammonia.
What was that? The concussion movie?
Yeah. What's it called? Concussion?
I don't know.
I don't even know. You guys know what I'm
CTE.
Talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that movie.
I think it was concussion.
Yeah, I think that's right. Maybe we have concussions.
I know I do. I've had at least a concussion.
Yeah. I've been KO'd once when I was younger, playing hockey. Got hit with a stick.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah. Wasn't looking. Bam.
That's always when you don't see it coming is when you get fucked up.
Yeah, I think I meant to do that. He was pissed at me.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Did you fuck his mom?
I did not fuck his mom.
Yeah, you should have. That's the kind of guy that...
But if you're watching...
Fuck his mom.
Call me, and I will fuck your mom. You know what? Let's talk about UFC.
In the grave or out. Moving right along!
Both.
There was a UFC this weekend.
UFC Tampa, yeah?
Something like that. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Michelle Waters. Controversy, Ingo. Controversy.
Shocking.
The week of the fight. Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I can't make the weight!
She's couldn't make 125, right? 15?
15.
15, sorry.
Her home, right?
It's her home.
And then they kind of tell Michelle Waterson, hey, you're going to have to take the fight at a catchweight, or you're going to fight Jessica Andrade at UFC, 244?
She wants no part of that.
Yeah, Michelle says, I don't think so. I don't think so. So then Joanna magically can make weight now.
How so?
Exactly. I didn't see the weigh-in video to see if they did the little chicanery. It's in Florida, so I'm assuming the fix wasn't in.
It was
more,
relative weight. Know,
over there. Mm-hmm. But this fight was so one-sided, Joanna. I mean, that was kind of what I thought going in. I'm like, ooh, this is a tough fight for Michelle. She couldn't get any takedowns, and Joanna looked sharp. She fucked her foot up in the process. She won a unanimous decision. Fucked her foot up. It was super swollen. I don't think it was broken. And then Joanna, again, with the bow down. I'm the real queen. Bow down. Because she wants to I don't know why she's like, bow down. Like she's trying to force someone's head. The crotchal area.
She's aggressive,
area.
Matt. She's like very the Chuck Liddell of women's MMA, man. She don't mess around.
I don't get it. Because she wants to fight the pie weight champion, Zhang Weili.
Hey, man.
Isn't Joanna 0-3 in her last three title
fights? She has not fared well in her last few fights. Yes.
Like two to Rose and one to Shevchenko at 125.
Correct.
So
yes. I have good feeling about this one, though.
Ooh. I've got an audio interview. Hang on.
Ooh. I'm excited.
Because she also, I was just talking about our doctor, but he's a little disheveled. I'm kind of wondering about this chick, because she seems a little disheveled here. I have to fast forward to 25 seconds. I made notes.
Great. Notes
hang good. On. This is an interview with MMA Junkie.
I love him so much, and I'm
hang on.
That it was an honor to fight for him, you know? It was life-changing.
Talking about Dana
UFC.
White.
I remember the time when Lorenzo was here, but with the new owners, we have more possibilities. So very blessed and happy to fight for the UFC, the best MMA organization in the world, and big thanks to Dana. And it's not like I'm trying to be sweet and put a finger into his ass, but that's not true, because
what's going on, Angel?
She's not trying to put finger up into the ass. She double fisted. What the fuck are you doing? Is that how this thing works?
Apparently. Maybe that's what he said. He's like, hey, you want to fight for the title?
Double fist me with four fingers.
Hook me up.
I think this lady is out of control.
I believe they call that a prostate massage.
Oh. I don't know if I like that. I don't like it when a doctor does it. I don't want to try that in my off
time. Your doctor massages your prostate?
Of course.
Okay.
How else do they do that?
It's frisky, man.
You got to check and make sure you have no cancers, right?
Okay.
Is it wrong when he goes... there's no warning either. He's just,
grabs it all in.
So anyway, I don't know what to make of her. The mental problems? You're the professional, or soon to be.
What do you mean? She seems pretty sane to me. Nothing wrong with this.
Bow down! not like I'm trying to stick fingers in his ass.
It's like, you got this down. You're kind of like in GSP territory with this.
I don't know where I'm at.
It's great.
I like it.
She's only like half your weight, literally.
Yeah, I want no part of this. She's too skinny for me. Even with the bolt-on titties. And I think that was part of the discussion, too, of, hey, is that why she's going to miss weight now? Because of the fake tips?
Boobs?
Yeah. I don't know if they weigh more or less.
Fake boobs?
Yeah.
Does silicone weigh less or more than fat?
That's a good question. Don't know.
Do they still use silicone for fake boobs?
Again, don't know. I'm out. I don't like them unless they're on Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah, they're not any fun.
I like to look at them. I don't like to touch them.
Au naturel is better.
True.
Let them be big, small, in between, but just let them be real. That's what I say.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Be real. Another fight on the card. This one, I think, was a good fight for all the wrong reasons. Cub Swanson versus Kron Gracie. So Kron does his Jorge Gurgel impression. I am this decorated jiu-jitsu master. I'm fucking stand and bang it out with the most rudimentary stand-up possible.
Yes.
And just fucking eat shots the entire fight. But walked forward the entire fight. Did not give a fuck about Cub Swanson striking.
Was that the strategy?
Yeah.
To throw out the strength and just go right for the weakness?
I mean, he tried to pull guard a couple times, but he didn't. To me, it didn't look like he was committed to the takedown. He was committed to losing a stand-up war and then being delusional afterwards, right?
Thinking that he won.
Like, dude, what fuck? That could have been a 30-25 in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
It's only a three-round fight.
I know. It was super one-sided. But he was fighting like a zombie and very slow.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, he was just... And Hickson was in his corner, which was weird, too. So I don't know if he felt added pressure to
perform,
show the world that Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is for real by not using it. that's an interesting concept. Let's see how it plays out, Kyle. Yeah.
My Jiu-Jitsu is so good, I don't use it.
And then I think I won. Fuck.
I submit him. You don't see.
Yeah. It's invisible, right? In Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah. That's the best
guy. The Brazilian logic. I love it. Fucking lose by a landslide and think they won.
Not even
close. It was close.
I'll give him credit for being tough as shit, but you don't want to have those kind of wars. Mm-mm. That's like unnecessary damage you're taking when you could, I wouldn't say easily take it to the ground, but I didn't see a committed takedown attempt. It was half-assedly. And I don't know if he was injured, but he was way off and Cub looked sharp. And I think Cub might have broke his hand in the process, but... Mm. Oof.
Yeah.
A little too much too soon on that one.
All right.
Mackenzie Dern. We'll touch on her a little bit. Touch on her a little bit. Made weight. People were concerned. Mm-hmm. I was concerned. She had a baby 4 months ago.
It's crazy.
And you said, hey, is that a good thing?
It doesn't sound safe. It does not sound safe at all.
Why?
I don't know. It seems like that's just crazy. Okay. So how'd it go?
Not good for her.
I didn't think so.
I forgot who she fought, but... Dern looked slow, tried a few takedowns, unsuccessful.
Shocking.
So she's just head up, eating a lot of shots, just again, it's another person who's super skilled on the ground, but their stand-up is not there yet.
Okay.
It's just not there. And this other chick was just fucking tuning her up, kind of like last week when I was talking about, hey, when you have your own practice and you have a closet and someone needs a tune-up, you open that door, and I will just fucking tune that person up for a little bit.
Perfect. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
it's how like everything forever. Blends together.
I mean, like it was a while ago, but okay.
It was last week.
Okay.
So that'll work out.
A tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, it didn't work out for Mackenzie. She loses a decision. And did not look good in the process, but again, you know, this is, she's pregnant, so how often...
She was pregnant.
Right, and so I'm going to say, like, how much can you train being pregnant? And then even, okay, you have your baby, and then what? You're just going to fucking step right back in?
Apparently.
You still have all that baby weight.
Got a month off, and then you start hitting it again?
Yeah, it just seemed like a little too much too soon.
Yeah, I assume she wasn't training as hard while she's pregnant, right?
Yeah, you can't. You
can't be doing fucking jujitsu. Like, no, 8 months
pregnant. Fucking kids getting, kids trying to, like, crank you up with some elbows and shit while she's on top
with
of
that
people.
Belly. Maybe it helps with the leverage. I don't know.
Leverage.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, and then what was the other fight? There was that upkick.
Oh, yeah. It was Nico Price knocking out James Vick with a...
Brutal. He got the heel on his head and cranked him out.
Yeah, right here. Knocked him out. He's like, oh, okay.
It was fucking
throwing some, like, bombs.
Brutal.
I'm going to stand up now, and then, boom.
Not so much. And then the sound was
terrible.
Devastating.
I don't know if we can
we
do
can't
sound,
show it, but.
So. Anyways. It's on the UFC, I don't know, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
It's all over. Pretty brutal stuff. Heel to face. Highly recommend you don't do that.
No, yeah, this is bad.
It's not good.
It's very bad.
The heel is very hard part of the body.
But I love a good up kick.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
It's more like a karate chop.
Yeah, kick. Yeah. Like an axe.
An axe kick. Yeah.
Jack. Right to the fucking...
Yep. Didn't fare well.
No. I had to take a sip. We got UFC coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah? 244?
No. Wait. That's a week from this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. November 2nd.
Gotcha.
I'm all sorts of fucked up. So this weekend, you have Chris Weidman moving up to light heavyweight for the first time. He's going to fight Dominic Reyes. And I am lax on him. Like, I don't remember his fights, but I was looking at, he's ranked number 4 at 205. He's coming off of wins over Ozdemir, OSP, and Cannonier. Now let's go to Weidman. He's lost 4 of his last 5 fights. And he's close to a year off for his last fight where he lost to Jacare.
Yeah, and has some bad knees, too, that he's been struggling with his whole career. I don't know. I don't think he's going to fare well in this fight.
It seems like if you're moving up, you might not want to fight the guy that's number 4, just in general.
Yeah,
maybe a number 10. I don't know.
10. Nine,
I understand 12. 205 is a little bit weak.
Very.
As far as number ranking.
I mean, the number 4 guy, although he has a somewhat of a resume he's starting to put together, I can't say I know that much about him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pretty sure I watched 2 of those fights, but I can't remember it.
Yeah.
So did it really happen?
Always.
I don't think it happened. So that fight's happened. Then we have the rematch with Yair Rodriguez and Jeremy Stephens that ended in controversy. With all the fucking bullshit Yair saying, I didn't poke you in the eye or
How's
something.
How's the eye? Is the eye all healed?
He's all right.
It's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a fake eye like the Bisbing?
No, I don't. I'm still frightened by that. I don't know. Does he not have an eye? I don't know.
It's fake, Matt. It's not a real eye. You can't pull your eye out. It's not possible.
Maybe it's a half prosthetic. I don't know. Maybe he can see kind of.
A half prosthetic that comes out?
Yeah, why not?
I've never heard of this.
It's a really big contact.
It's like balls that you can remove. Would that be sweet if you could just take your balls and put them on the table?
Why would I want that?
I don't know. You can show people, like, in negotiation. You'd be like, my balls are on the fucking
table.
I had
the biggest balls ever.
These are gigantic.
Like softball size, yes.
It's nudicles. Removable nudicles. It's a thing, people.
You have a zipper on your sack, and they
just
come out?
Them out. Let people know, literally, are we doing this? My balls are on the table.
Yeah.
Right?
Mine are bigger.
That's right.
I got bowling balls. I'm putting the bowling balls in
today. You have a little
remote
control, and you can roll them around on the table.
That's fine.
It's perfect.
His biggest sack ever. Your sack is down to your knees. You know,
sounds
whatever.
Terrible.
Who else is fighting on this card? You got Greg Hardy. He's fighting some guy. Okay. Joe Lozon.
Whoa.
Fighting on the card.
Coming out of nowhere.
He's retired, but anyway. And then the last card, you have the BKFC 8, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8.
Yep.
Headlined by Gabriel Gonzaga and Bigfoot Silva. A competition to see who's going to wear the catcher's helmet for the rest of their life. I don't know who. And the weird thing is, you go to their website, I have no fucking idea who else is fighting on this card. That could be the only fight on this card.
Could be.
Because they don't tell you. Coming soon. Well, guess what? The fucking card is this weekend. Maybe you want to update that shit. I don't know.
Their budget is low, man.
Well, they spent it all on those two fighters. They can't pay anybody else, so. That's all I got for what happened, what's coming. What do you got?
Well, Mighty Mouse dominating Danny Kincaid to win one flyweight Grand Prix. That happened.
Did you see he almost fell over when they presented him with the belt?
Was he tired?
No, they said the belt weighs 22 pounds.
He's like a little guy. He's like
22 pounds.
That's crazy.
He almost fell to the ground when they put it on him. Not even like, kidding. I thought he was joking, but then later on he tweeted. It's a 22-pound belt.
That's
he may still be joking. It's probably 2.2 pounds.
22 pounds is no way. There's no way it's 22 pounds.
I don't know. You guys could look at the
video.
He's
115, right?
Yeah. So it's more than, it's like 15% of your body weight.
Yeah, it's craziness.
So it'd be like a 30-pound belt. And especially if you're not expecting that, then it might buckle my knees.
Yeah.
Well, not mine, but.
I have a question.
Yeah.
One championship. Mm-hmm. This happened over the weekend. Janet Todd and Ekaterina Vandereva. I'm curious. Can I play the audio? Is it going to be legal?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because it makes a sound.
Okay.
And I'm curious what you think about this.
Let's pull it down. I'll re-edit.
And there's no audio. Hold on a second. Let's go back to that. Where's the audio? Apparently there's no audio. But anyways, so she throws a head kick. And there's a little delay. She's like, oh, I think I'm done. Does this look like someone quit or does it look like KO?
No, it looks like she quit.
What's she doing?
Because when you're KO'd, you're not doing that shit. She just took a nap. Like a fake nap.
She took a lot of shit online. I was curious about that. If you thought that.
It looked fake to me.
It looked like a finish.
Took a dive.
Or if it looked like I'm tired and I want to be done.
I'm tired. And I'd give up the neck.
Instead, you give up the face. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Not even for a dollar?
No.
I'll email this to you.
So okay. And while you're doing it, I'll say Bellator just announced Fedor versus Rampage. I think we were talking about that.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, they said December 29th in Japan.
Wow.
Who do you like in that? Just. I'm going with Fedor. I don't trust Rampage at heavyweight. He's too slow.
Yeah.
Fedor's still fast.
Which version of Rampage are we getting? The chunky fat version or the in-shape version?
Probably chunky fat.
Cheesecake. Chunky fat, I think Cheesecake. Fedor wins. If he's in shape, I think he potentially knocks Fedor out.
Could. He's like a glass cannon right now.
What does that mean?
He's got a lot of power, but he gets knocked out real easy.
Oh, Fedor?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. I like that.
It works. It's a term.
Good. It's good.
It's not mine. I can't coin that.
Okay. All right.
What else? Just today, California State Athletic Commission said that they're going to cancel a fight. The competitor is over 15% above the contracted weight when they go to
they're
fight.
They're going to cancel it?
Yes.
Wow.
So what do you think of that? What are your thoughts?
I like it. Even if it's a title fight?
They don't give a fuck.
That's craziness. A lot of money.
I'm worried about people not rehydrating enough, so you're doing like almost a double weight cut, because it's like they're kind of going at it backwards. They could easily just pull people's licenses, because I thought 10% was supposed to be the rule, right? And they should just say if anybody's over the 10%. Fucking move up a weight class. You can't fight in this weight class. I thought that's what they're gonna do.
The next fight.
Hmm.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, but they're not doing that. They're just—they kind of like just pussyfooting this whole fucking issue. And now they're gonna say this. So now you can have a guy who knows he's gonna be 17% over. So he's not gonna rehydrate all the way, and he's going to come in, dehydrate it, and we're going to fuck up more people in the process.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, though.
So, I don't know. I think it's a terrible thing. I think they just got to be... You got to get more aggressive on the front end instead of doing this pussy shit on the back end.
Okay, fair
enough. Because the other thing is, if I'm the UFC, are you going to let fights go on in California if there's a potential to have a fight canceled?
No way. Not big ones, anyways.
Right, because here's a perfect example. Anthony Rumble Johnson says he's interested in fighting John Jones at 205. Do you think that fucking guy is going to cut more than, I don't know, 15% of his 265-pound body weight to get to 205?
Yes.
Probably. I don't know.
I think it's a risky, tricky slope.
Seems fucking retarded.
It's going to promote more brain damage, not less.
Ooh, maybe.
The goal is to cut down on the brain damage.
Maybe this is part of... Is Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship aligned with the California State Athletic Commission's?
I don't know.
Sounds like it. What else you got?
Hey, Dana White confirms Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa is next. I think that's going to happen in the card in the near future.
Yeah, Adesanya posted a picture of the fight. He said... He's like, the Adesanya-Costa fight's going to be wild. He's got a picture of Schwarzenegger and Grace Jones.
That's pretty awesome.
That pretty much looks like both of them.
It's pretty epic, yes. It's crazy to me how these two guys are in the same weight class.
It doesn't make sense.
Body styles are so complete. One's long and lanky. The other guy looks like Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how is it possible?
Passes the smell test.
Does it? Costa? He's got that big old bucket head with that smile, and he's all like...
He's gacked out. He's got a lot of, almost like EPO energy. I don't know. Mm. He's got a lot of endurance.
How do I get that yolk, Matt? What's the secret?
Do all the steroids. What are you waiting for? All of them.
All the steroids?
Yeah.
Just do them all?
Three of them at once. Stack them up.
Are my balls going to shrivel?
Of course. Do you need them?
Well, how am I going to have sex with no balls?
You can have sex with no balls.
You can?
Who knew? Yes.
Damn it.
They have pills.
So I need pills?
I don't know.
So I got to get yoked, pumps. And then I got to pump a ball, a penis pump, not a ball pump.
Pills, pumps,
pump
whatever
up the
it
penis
takes.
Full of blood so it can do its thing.
It'll all work out.
Okay. Fair enough.
What else we got? Artem Lobov versus Jason Knight 2 at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship number 9.
All right.
November 16th. The first time these guys fought, they beat the living hell out of each other.
So they want to do it again?
Yeah. And get, like, there's pictures of them. They look like they're ready for Halloween with the amount of cuts and shit. And Lobov won the first fight. And not controversy. I had Lobov winning, but it was a close fight. And again, the guy that loses always thinks he won.
Of course.
Let me show you a little weigh-in outfit and shenanigans from some female boxing.
Let's
pull up this chick's outfit first.
I'm excited.
Should be.
Whoa, what are we looking at?
That was her weigh-in outfit, and that's a thong in the back. I don't think that she had
I like that. The nice dreadlock braid thingy going on here.
See if we can click on her shit. Wow. Yeah, her name was...
Ewa Brodnica?
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why everything's not loading.
She
but
Russian?
Then there was this controversy. A little kiss, and then... Chaos. And that guy's a little slow to react. He's like, yeah, that's hot, man. Kiss.
Wow.
Hmm.
I'm impressed. How tall is that woman?
She
looks tall.
It's about 2'2", 6'2". Hmm. Yeah. We like, I'll approve of this.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about football? A little bit. Because it's salary related. So Darren Rovell tweeted this one out. He's talking about the XFL. He said, the XFL just sent agents of prospective players salary information. He said, with the AAF not around, the money is less. First contract is from December 4th to May 31st. Guaranteed pay on a standard contract is $1,040 a week. Max pay per week is $4,947. Including active roster plus win bonuses. So basically what that works out to, because they're not getting paid for just the time they're playing, they're actually getting paid for the entire year. So the minimum is $55,000. Maximum 257,000. So does that even make sense, like from a playing football standpoint? Because it seems like if you're at that minimum of 55, you could potentially be fighting and make at least that, if not more. I guess it depends who you are, but
yeah.
Is that enough for brain damage? I don't know. Because if you're in the NFL, you're getting 500,000 minimum.
At least, yeah.
So you're getting 10%.
Is 10%, it worth it?
Yeah.
I think a lot of those guys have, like, day jobs, you know, that they just real jobs, okay, and they're doing this, like, for funsies.
On the side?
Yeah, because they, you know, there's plenty of guys who I think have, like, those dreams of being professional athletes, but they can't quite hit the elite level, so they do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 50 grand is enough, I think.
Well, maybe it's also an ad for you to get to the NFL, because I think they were saying they're not going to block anybody from signing.
Okay.
So maybe it's, like, see how good I am here.
With all their, there.
I don't know if they're going to do all the stupid nicknames on the back like they did in the past. Like,
yeah.
He who hates me or whatever the fuck the guy
he
puts
hate
in.
Me?
Yeah.
Ocho Cinco or whatever. Was that his name? He hate me. Then you have multiple names. Is that, am I thinking of the wrong guy?
You're thinking of the wrong guy, but I think Chad Ocho Cinco, I think he changed his name in the NFL.
He hate me was basketball player, wasn't it?
No, it was the XFL.
XFL?
Yeah. Oh. They let him put any nickname on their fucking thing.
I just put BBC, baby.
Whatever it takes.
That's right.
Do you have any other news?
I'm fresh out of news.
Okay. There's this guy, Dosbrack, on Instagram. He's posting some dope MMA shit. So he's got this. He does, caricatures of, you know, you got Masvidal, Nate Diaz, The Rock with the belt, and I think Darren Till is driving. But if we check out his Instagram, he's got all sorts of shit and even cooler stuff if it would click on this when I click. But it's all along that same style of posting. I like that, this red one, too.
That's a cool one. The world is yours, yep.
But you guys should check that out. He's got a lot of neat shit.
He definitely does. I like this art style. Is that him? Oh, that's Masvidal. Never mind. Nick Diaz.
And there's like someone took a mural of it. We got Conor McGregor.
That's really cool.
Guys are gacked out of their mind.
Could be Paul Romero.
It's, yeah. But it could be.
We should get him to do one of the MMA nuts gacked out of
the
mind.
I want to be gacked out.
Yes, I do. I'll just be cartoon swole. I don't, not real life swole.
I can't even hear you. There's Megan Anderson with a cheeky weigh-in pick from her last fight.
Oh, hey.
My good God, man.
That's pretty solid.
In her home country. Hmm. And then
I like that.
Let's do a little tweet of the week. This one goes to Dominic Cruz. This thing is fucking hilarious. I love this one. I don't like that word, hilarious. He's like, Henry Cejudo's secret training camp. I don't know if I could put volume on this, but there's a little guy.
A little chicken with a little midget. What the hell is happening here? That chicken is kicking that guy's ass.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Look at it. Now he's in fight mode.
He's a comeback.
Now he can't kick. Back kick on a chicken.
I love it.
He keeps fucking posted shit like that.
Yeah?
I like Dominic Cruz. He says no fear.
He does not like Henry Cejudo, huh?
Yeah, not so much.
Eh, you know,
sometimes. I hope that's his real account, not some fake one.
It could be. You never know. Sometimes with Instagram, it's hard to tell.
All good. It's got a blue check mark. I'm sure it'll all work out.
The real Dominic Cruz.
That's right. Let's do last nuts. Eighth Wall on Twitter. He sent us this from King of Evil on Twitter. It says, can't the UFC give her a 3-pound exemption for the tit kit? This is talking about Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Those implants do not change no matter how much she dehydrates herself. Ooh, that's a good point. They must know how many cc's she's got in there, so the exact weight of the implants can be subtracted from her weigh-in. What are your thoughts?
I think that is not a good idea.
What?
To open that bag of worms. Next thing you know, it'd be like ass implants, pec implants. People be getting implants so they're like implants to lower their overall body mass, like to try to compete.
No, but what if they weigh more than a regular tit? That's the thing.
Is it possible?
Well, I never took into the equation, like, your tits, like, whatever they weigh. So when you dehydrate, They're still fucking 10 pounds a piece.
Maybe you shouldn't get 10 pound titties.
I don't know. Maybe you should.
Is that what you like?
I'm not going to ever tell a woman to get them reduced because I think that's blasphemy.
You need large breasts? Okay.
Follow up from 8th Wall. He says, can you rank these statements? I am a Joanna fan, a boobies fan, an MMA fan, and a making weight fan.
A boobies fan.
God damn right. That's number one.
Number one. Probably MMA fan number two.
Yep.
Making weight fan number three.
Agreed.
And Joanna fan number four.
100%.
We are in agreement.
Okay. Follow up from 8th Wall. He's got new weigh-in promo. Waterson versus Waterbags. What do you think?
I like it.
I'm in. Bartek Wiss asks, he says, who's the best Joker? You have Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, Jared Leto, and Joaquin Phoenix.
I did not see the Jared Leto or Joaquin Phoenix versions yet. Have you seen the Joker movie?
No.
I heard it's amazing.
I haven't seen that. Leto was in the Suicide Squad, and they basically fucking cut all his parts out because he's being a jackleg.
He looks cool in the promos. Yeah. Like, the way he looks is really cool.
I'm going to go with Cesar Romero. He's the first one in the old school Batman and Robin that was on TV.
This town needs anima.
That's Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Cesar is the one that was on TV with Adam West and
okay. This
other one,
ooh.
Dick Ward. I don't know. I could be wrong. But that one was goofy as fuck. He was creepy.
Yeah, the shark repellent?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy seemed to have everything on his belt all the time. It was like everything he needed. It was like perfectly there.
Yeah.
That's the Batman I remember.
That was in the Lego Batman, too.
Yeah.
Because Robin had the shark repellent.
He did.
And he used it.
Yes, he did.
It came in helpful. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingle Sugar Daddy. What's the number one item you would save from your burning house?
Number one item?
Yeah.
I would say from my burning house. Probably my guitar. I think. Yeah. I love that thing. Everything else I can replace.
I'm looking around.
I mean, if you're talking about inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saving anything.
Maybe my cock ring. I would definitely save that.
My diamond studded.
Cock ring.
Platinum.
I need that.
Cock ring.
Those nights when...
Yeah, my dildos, yeah. Whatever.
Your dildo collection?
Comes and goes.
Okay.
I'm going to take my computers.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's where all important information resides. Computers and hard drives. Problem is, there's so many fucking computers in this house.
You do have quite a few computers.
Oh, my God. There's, let's see, one... Two, a three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven computers? Holy fuck balls.
Maybe eight, nine.
That's a lot of computers.
Let's just call it a baker's dozen, 13.
Okay. 13 computers.
There's probably a lot in this house, but I would probably take at least that one and everything on that fucking, everything MMA Nuts related first, and then... My main computer second. There's all sorts of shit.
Okay.
Shit that I don't have backups for.
Gotcha.
Because the backups are sitting right next to the computer.
Oh, totally safe.
You know, I don't fucking iCloud anything. What really makes you angry?
Me? Vegans. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Is
I was
it
out...
a bedtime? Like,
it's not a bedtime story.
Borderlands story?
So I was out with a friend of mine, and his girlfriend's vegan, and we got in this conversation.
Here we go.
All of us were out to dinner.
Here we go.
And she was talking about how broccoli has protein in it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And because it was a nice evening, and also grass has protein, because the cows eat the grass, and the cows are meat, so therefore, okay, stay with me. So I let this go.
Okay.
So then we Googled when we got home. We're like, let's fucking check this out. Let's corroborate. The statement and figure out if
it's
how much
vegetable.
So broccoli does have protein in it, but in order to get the same amount of protein out of broccoli that you would get out of a tiny piece of chicken, we'd have to literally eat a garbage bag, probably two garbage bags full of broccoli. So to get the 2,000 calories and minimal.
You need like
protein.
Yeah, you're not getting 30 grams of protein out of broccoli. Broccolis.
That fucking annoys me. That vegans think vegetables have protein in them, and that's how, and that's, you could live off that. Broccoli does not have enough protein. It does not.
You'd have to go into like beans.
Right.
Legumes. Yeah.
Yes. And what else? Quinoa, right? Would be okay.
I don't know what the hell that is.
You never had quinoa? So delicious. It's like rice, but protein.
Sounds like
quinoa.
Exercises that women need to do to quinoa? Maintain their pussy tightness.
It's called Kegel exercises.
I don't know.
Or Pilates.
Either here or there. Whatever. Might as well be kimchi.
Whatever happened to Pilates?
I think it's still around.
Is it?
I don't know.
I feel like every time I hear Pilates, I feel like it's a guy that comes over and fucks your wife. Like, that's
great. That's what I need in my life.
That's kind of like,
what is this? Like, is this Pilates? This railing my wife nonsensically. That's awesome.
That's what I think about. When I think of Pilates.
Think about Pilates coming over and just railing your wife and or girlfriends.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. Did I say what makes me angry?
No.
Oh, retarded drivers.
Okay.
They were fucking all over the road today. Just everywhere.
You know, can't say that word, Matt.
You know what makes me laugh the most? Retarded drivers. What makes you laugh the most?
Laugh the most?
Apparently,
last time it was this show, I almost lost my shit for a minute.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't know, but I literally lost it for a minute.
Yeah, we were right on that verge.
Yeah,
it was right there. Almost.
I feel like I'm almost there again. It's just gonna take a moment.
On the verge.
It's this late in the evening, late in the show.
Yeah.
A couple things get said. I'm in the goofy mood. I might lose it.
Your hair is disheveled, like my doctor.
Yeah. Is it disheveled?
Nah, you're good.
I'm good.
MMA Nuts Zombie Show, Episode 1, Part 1. Here we go. In a typical day for you guys in the zombie apocalypse world, you all receive an anonymous tip about a warehouse in downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
Where there are supplies for the survivors of Safe Haven, your camp. You guys ride your motorcycles. Ooh, we're riding them now. We're not walking with our motorcycles.
Perfect. So far, I like the story.
Okay. You ride your motorcycles to a warehouse with some crew. You guys stay outside the door, preparing to enter, but Jorge Masvidal charges him, shooting with the Thompson. Whatever zombies in your guys' way, Jan Jacek enters and faces that way. That's an old callback. I like that. Uh-huh. Mark Hunt, with his own fist, starts killing zombies. While Matt enters using a shotgun, shoots a big zombie. While Ingo, with a katana, cuts the head off of another. You guys advance to the other room of the warehouse. Continue.
Wants us to extrapolate the story?
Yeah.
Extrapolate, is that a word? What happens? I believe that we walk into that room and there's a giant zombie orgy happening.
Of course. And, you're slicing parts off. I'm shooting holes. And then I would like to fuck some of the holes that I shoot. I don't know. Here's the question. How good does zombie pussy taste?
I have no idea.
And is it hot or cold? I need to know these things before I get involved.
Cold and musty.
Mm. Hint of musk?
Maybe musk, musty. Maybe a little moist. Juicy.
Winnie the Pooh. What?
Now you're bringing Winnie the Pooh into the story.
Don't do that.
Sacrilegious. Let's not do that.
I don't want to go down that path.
I might lose it. What's the song from the show? Winnie the Pooh.
There's other tones to that story.
Uh-huh.
Let's leave them alone.
Okay, fine. So, zombie orgy.
Yeah, I like that.
We're shooting holes and fucking holes.
Yeah, whatever gets in our way.
All right.
But really curious about the taste of zombie pussy. That's our pursuit in life.
Interesting.
Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity Edition number 63. Soccer fantasy number 3. It's not football.
I like where this is going.
Adriana Leon. This is the best I can do. These are soccer chicks, and they're not very scantily clad.
It's okay.
But some of them are.
All right.
Alex Morgan.
Yeah, that's not bad. Except there's no booty.
is so thin.
It's
very, like,
it's a thin burger.
Triple cheeseburgers. Eat them. And you want to go with that name? Nielly Ringo?
Nielly Ringo.
It's okay. A little thicker.
All right, all right. We're going to have to kill the one in the middle and roll the dice on the other two. Okay. I guess maybe marry the first one, Adriana.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I think I'm going to fuck the one in the middle. I'm going to try out one of them skinny bitches, see what it's all about. And then
that's where it's at, man.
We're going to kill this.
I have one word for you, sir.
Thing. What?
Flexibility.
What about it?
Just saying.
Good to be limber?
Correct.
I can do the splits.
Pilates.
Pilates. That guy is going over fucking my wife. Again, thanks. I need that in my life.
There's a table and everything.
I need that in my life or my wife.
Yes. Mm. You can pick one or the other.
Yeah, whatever.
Pilates.
Just come on over. Have at it. Fucking. Do I get paid at least? Then I'm a pimp. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with this equation.
You probably have to pay. There's a table involved with ropes. I don't know. It's very like BDSM like.
Mm. Something. Okay, knowledge.
Knowledge.
I have something. I never know. I always do this to myself. I just put a link, and I don't know what the fuck it is.
Could be porn. Could be not.
I don't know why my computer's being cunty now. This is, if your man isn't giving it to you like this, leave him.
What the fuck?
Hang on. Whoa! Jesus Christ!
What the hell is happening? Oh my God.
Is this the Pilates instructor? I can't have that.
This is Pilates.
Great. That's the Pilates guy and my wife.
That's totally right
there. That's so bad.
The only thing missing is ropes.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. It's on Twitter. It's just from... Four-eyed Edo boys assistant,
yeah,
whatever.
Going to town on that shit.
He's hammering it out. I think I had something over there. I don't know if I can grab it. I don't know if it still works.
I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, it's not in the case. Was that humping dog USB?
Oh yeah,
it's not in there. I saw that earlier.
That was a gift to you, wasn't it? Yep. Like a Christmas gift or something.
Yeah, he's hanging around here somewhere.
Fantastic.
This is straight out of Japan, right?
Correct. It took forever to get here. Saw that, I was like, that's totally that. Hey, you got a birthday coming up soon.
Yeah, in the month. 46.
That's crazy. You gonna go do anything fun?
I'll probably walk off in my basement, you know.
You gonna leave the basement? Not likely.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. We should celebrate or something.
Sure.
46-ness.
Throw axes at people.
Sure.
I mean, go to a place that has people that throw axes at boards.
Do that. Go have some drinks. You know, mingle. See people. You know, outside of your basement.
I don't know. No.
Let me know. I'm down. Anything else?
Nah. That's it. Let's shut it down.
Alrighty. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Peace out.